is the Idaho Killer? I'm Evan Brown, Fox News. The man police say slashed and stabbed those four college students to death in Idaho is now in custody in Pennsylvania, and they're getting ready to share more with reporters. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has the story.
Pennsylvania officials have arrested Brian Christopher Koberger on a warrant for first-degree murder in connection with the deaths of four friends who were students at the University of Idaho. Koberger was taken into custody at a home in Chestnut Hill Township in eastern Pennsylvania early today. He was in court this morning where a judge denied bail and set an extradition hearing for Tuesday. The four students were in their early 20s when they were found stabbed to death inside their home near the University of Idaho campus on November 13th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Much of the deadly winter weather from earlier this week has moved on, and things like air travel are getting going again. In western New York, they're trying to dig out from feet of snow and ice, and they're worried about what happens next.
Temperatures are rising in the 50s with rain on the way as the snowpacks are melting and some creeks and rivers starting to see snow and ice jams. That has people very concerned in this area that there will be flash flooding, not only on those bodies of water, but in basements of homes.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Buffalo. The storm is blamed for 40 deaths in New York State. It's a day full of college bowl games for football. Maryland is beating North Carolina in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. And at the Sun Bowl, it's between Pittsburgh and UCLA. Wall Street wraps up its final day of trading for the year, and traders are not all that pleased. All the major indices are down today and very far off for the year, 30% in some cases. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Once again, the man police in Idaho say is responsible for the grisly murders of four college students has been captured all the way in Pennsylvania. He will be extradited to Idaho, and police are giving an update shortly about the case. The New York GOP congressman-elect George Santos is facing even more scrutiny over his handling of campaign funds. In the wake of admitting much of the story he told voters about himself just isn't true.
One example, according to the New York Times, was $11,000 paid for by the campaign for a Long Island home. The campaign said it was for staffers to stay at, but the paper reported that it appeared Santos and his husband were actually the ones living there. That would violate the FEC's rule on personal use of campaign funds. Now, the Times also cited dozens of purchases marked just 1 cent below the threshold where a receipt is required. Santos's travel expenses also been scrutinized as well, along with just about every other fundamental part of the congressman-elect's personal story, which he has largely admitted to fabricating. New York congressman-elect Nick LaLotta, a Republican, is among those recommending an investigation by the House Ethics Committee.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. The House Ethics Committee has not yet commented on their plans regarding Santos, as he has not yet been sworn in as a member of Congress, and Santos says he has no plans to resign. The Vatican continues to ask people to pray for Pope Emeritus Benedict. The 95-year-old former head of the Roman Catholic Church is in failing health, though the Vatican says he rested comfortably last night and took part in a private mass. Miami Beach says there will be no more butts on the sand come next year, and by that we mean cigarettes. The city of Miami Beach is implementing a smoking ban on January 1st, and even first-time offenders will face 2 months in jail and a $100 fine. Teeny tiny bathing suits that don't cover much of one's rear end are still permitted. I'm Evan Brown, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.